This is 90.3 KZU. I'm David Wittrock. For sale, 160 acres of prime Carmel Valley property that includes a piece of outer space history. KZU's Krista Almanzon gives us a tour.
It's one small step for man.
Everyone knows this moment in history.
One giant leap for mankind.
As Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon back in 1969, television viewers were rightly focused on the accomplishment. What they weren't thinking about, and maybe never thought about, was how that image made it into their living rooms. Enter the Jamesburg Earth Station, an enormous satellite dish deep in Carmel Valley. It received and retransmitted this and countless historical events of the last century. Today, the Earth Station and surrounding property are for sale and once again drawing worldwide attention.
Somebody from Italy contacted us. Somebody from England has contacted us. Today we had somebody from the Philippines.
That's real estate agent Bert Aronson. He's with Silicon Valley businessman and the owner of the Earth Station, Jeffrey Bullis. As we head into the 21,000-square-foot building with its 2-foot-thick cement walls, Bullis points out the features that recently led to newspaper and blog headlines like Great Place for Armageddon and Invincible Space Layer for Sale.
Comes with two 15,000-gallon water tanks. So it's like if something happened, you not only have your own food supply with the cattle, but you also have your own water supply. And this with a little bit of a retrofit, maybe some solar panels on top, you'd have your own power supply.
At first, the inside looks much like a repurposed office building. Rooms once filled with desks and chairs now have beds and dressers. There's a kitchen and bathrooms. But as you walk further in, signs of this building's former purpose are clear. Much of the Earth Station's function was replaced by fiber optics. So when AT&T closed up shop here in 2002, it left a lot of equipment.
This is the parts room. So we've gotten rid of a lot of old obsolete stuff.
He says the infrastructure is in place for the satellite dish to work if new electronics were installed. But for Bullis, this place has been less about space adventure and more about life adventure.
It's a great basketball room. And we have it's a shooting range, archery room. Kids come out, they have fun. That's what it's all about now.
We walk into a room where 14 file cabinets line the walls. The drawers are filled with all sorts of documents and drawings related to the Earth Station. Bullis unrolls the plans he had for this place.
So that room in the back there is going to be a master bedroom with a huge master bath. Big
walk-in. He bought it in 2004 with plans of one day retiring on the property.
Plans have changed. Children have grown. I bought it. My son Adam used to come out here a lot. He loved it out here, and he got leukemia, and he passed away about 4 years ago. So my other children, they don't come out that often.
Now he just hopes somebody else can make good use of the property. His agent, Bert Aronson, says the global buzz has created all sorts of interest.
We've had everything from communications to having a private retreat because it's secure. We've had somebody who wants to put an ark here because he thinks that we're close to the end of the world.
Aronson says he's received inquiries from scientists, telecom businesses, and religious groups. So what's next for the Jamesburg Earth Station depends on who buys it. It started with a list price of $4.2 million, and now they're accepting best offers. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.